Kathy Gundy.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting live. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces launched an assault Sunday on ISIS terrorists in the town of Tal Afar, west of Mosul. Tal Afar and the surrounding areas are the last pockets of ISIS-held territory in Iraq. In a televised speech early Sunday, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said, "The city of Tal Afar will be liberated and will join all the liberated cities." Abadi called on the militants to surrender or die. By early afternoon on Sunday, the commander of the operation said his forces had recaptured a series of villages east, southwest, and northwest of Tal Afar. The U.S.-led coalition providing air and other support to the troops praised what it said was a capable, formidable, and increasingly professional force. The coalition estimates there are between 10,000 and 50,000 civilians still in around Tal Afar. In past battles, ISIS has prevented civilians from fleeing and has used them as human shields, slowing the Iraqi advances. Iraq and U.S. military officials estimate there are about 2,000 ISIS militants holed up in Tal Afar. Spain's hunt for the driver of a van that barreled through a crowd in Barcelona last week focused Sunday on the northeastern towns of Ripoll and Manlleu. Police set up numerous roadblocks hoping to snare a 22-year-old Moroccan man who they suspect was behind Thursday's attack, which killed 13 people and injured more than 100 others. On Sunday, Spanish police said they had found 120 gas canisters in a home believed to be the bomb-making factory of the suspects in the attacks. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands marched in Hong Kong Sunday to protest the sentencing of three democracy activists who led the 2014 Umbrella Movement. Joshua Wong, Nathan Law, and Alex Chow were sentenced to 6 to 8 months in prison Thursday for their role in the Umbrella Movement rallies and months-long demonstrations calling for democratic reforms. Their sentence was met with outrage from rights groups and activists who joined civilians in the march on Sunday. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says he is satisfied with the process the Trump administration went through to formulate its new strategy for Afghanistan, but on Sunday, he declined to release any details about the plan. He spoke to reporters in Amman, said he will not talk publicly about the policy until it is disclosed by the White House.
I'm very comfortable that the strategic process was sufficiently rigorous and did not go in with a preset condition in terms of what questions could be asked or what decisions would be made.
Friday's meeting was the most recent in a series of high-level administration talks on a broader security strategy for Afghanistan and the greater South Asia region. Finalizing a strategy has been delayed by internal differences within the Trump administration. A preliminary United Nations investigation has concluded that Taliban insurgents and local self-proclaimed Islamic State militants jointly killed at least 36 people in a village in northern Afghanistan earlier this month. The massacre happened between August 3rd and 5th, shortly after the insurgents overran the mainly Shiite Muslim village of Mirza Olang. The village lies in Sar-e-Pul province, and Afghan officials at the time put the death toll at more than 50. The UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan report was released Sunday. It noted the victims included both civilians and pro-government combatants who had been disarmed before they were executed. India is investigating a train derailment in which 23 people were killed and scores of others injured. At least 8 coaches of the Kalinga-Utkal Express derailed and hit each other Saturday in the state of Uttar Pradesh. This was the 4th major accident during the past year on the world's 4th biggest rail network, which is dealing with chronic underinvestment and overcrowding. Local volunteers helped police free passengers who were trapped in the wreckage. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world.